다소 진이 사비 개와디 된단 조와견라 간편다 제본 지순로선 차보이 딘비님 보신 세제쇼 まず中秋の CB という説明をやっているのが次にバルバーサラダ。
So, as mentioned in the scripture, that you know, the fortunate opportunities again today we got that.
等这个对手的早前没赢，毕竟先先把当对手的那状态级别关呢，把哪级别关呢？就算你自己修罗去算。
So we need to understand and you know how precious this 2 hour time and how fortunate we are reflecting on that we need to generate sense of joyous effort to listen to this teaching and as well as to explain this teaching.
这个国宝的人生考虑的是呢，我说给出生的开业来业绩，老板的单单来业绩的这业绩给要嘛了哇？计划的计划钱呢？你八千钱的八千三呢？你团队钱呢？开业开业九公八钱的多过了哇？第三站呢？他们呢？我说业绩，开业绩的，我呢？你团队给干啥？
So the reason why we need to understand how fortunate and through that reason, you know, we need to generate a sense of joyous effort because otherwise, you know, it is hard to leave an imprint in our you know, mind stream, if we kind of, you know, kind of feel not enthusiastic to listen to the teaching, then it is hard to leave an imprint in our mind stream. So then, you know, we might not, you know, obtain the result what mentioned, what we want. So if we have a joyous effort, then, you know, through that, if we listen and contemplate many, you know, many lifetimes, you know, and gradually the imprints will, you know, manifest and give result to that and through, you know, through gradually, we may attain our result.
네, 단지 가서 이게 라지스한테 제가 나 이게 되는 게 얼마 집을 담받아서 어느 정도는 패스 이게 아니 랑가한테 대리 가서 이게 얘네 대라 얘네 빼나 다 투상으로 보지 제거요 되는 게 아니 뒤서 개침보다 뒤서 자침보 쉬우지 않아 라송스 되는 게 이거라 소소라 지 통하는 거지 얼해다네 대성 가서 상나도 아니다
So as we recite the, you know, Lamrim lineage guru's supplication, so we also, you know, trying our best to work on their path. So we need to feel kind of sense of joy for that and reflect on their kindness and the, you know, path we contemplate on those things for a moment. Okay, so we have attained this human birth. Not only that, we consider ourselves as a Dharma practitioner. So at least we should be a little different than the people who don't believe in those things. At least we are more little more concerned toward the other sentient beings than the people who don't believe in those things. If we are not different than those people who don't believe in this kind of practice, then then it is kind of not very effective.
Tendriki chu chi nyang len che go na chu nyang len che yeng go zu de shang chu lang ji ren ba le lo san zha sa miao yin zan ngo zu de ren gang yin sen ye chu de shang chu lang ji ren ba sing de wa san.
So in this way, in the path graduate path to enlightenment, first the precise explanation is in the Alamrim, as mentioned here, the stages of the path to enlightenment. So if one want to practice that stages of the path, then Alamrim practice is the best among all.
Ni lari sungi ki lama tsuki shagi la lari gang ni ma di jung gozu ane gang ki sachi di chansu ma zhang gresi la da wu nu ma di chansu di tu mi si tanda gang ni ma zayi sachi jibu di ma zi tabari hilo dan zhona ya budu ala da lama jibu tamba su shagi.
So traditionally, whether the one able to explain and listen to the entire teaching or not, but teachers show these four chapters as we went through earlier.
Sajjana sajja tombo de karare la sona ane karare chukun tsen ba tin bi shin zeba bi chawa singe de la ne sajje kwa de lebi go na ngo ka din lo de ji jeng da sa la.
So as you know, the first chapter is showing the greatness of the teaching's author in order to establish that it is of noble origin.
Ani ni bade dangal ki bache bese chuchu chawa sidi ani yenten de tembi gone ni dangal gabo che.
So the second chapter would be showing the greatness of the teachings in order to engender respect for the instruction.
Ani tendu ge zeba be chawa da danga ge chawa ni dande be chote hi di kan shi gore ni di kan ne gor se de ni hi chota she yirin ba sing.
So and the fourth is how to listen to and explain the teachings, the chapter
3. Tendu ge chichu changso da denge ge ni chote la ni ngo du nyale kan de che gor se no go zu de ni danga ngo ne man ro sha re se la danga ngo je lo ma che ta de yirin ba.
Then the fourth is how to lead students with the actual instruction.
Do you pitching also get Jung the Sidney in the engine? The pitching Jung the Sidney Chag Marisola, the Chidan, the Jung Chesung Kandijina.
So, in this way, you know, whether it is a whether it is a whether it is a big text or whether it is a small text, you know, if these four characteristics mentioned here, if that text doesn't show these four characteristics, then, you know, that text is that text is not that text is not reliable or, you know, maybe not authentic.
Tanga zu sajin de yin no yin ne zeba bi chawa se de zo ne de yin zeba bu de ne ju zong ga ba chen yin na ya ye zong ga ba chen bi ne de zeba bo yin ne jo jin zeba bo ni su wa na yin su wa na yin ne la ma su ge sha yi le jo ji ge na ta xi wa yin zan ma zu jo ji ge na ta xi bi ke tu lian de ye wa sa la.
So right now we are in the first chapter showing the greatness of the teaching's author in order to establish that it is of the noble origin. So, you know, actually this text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, but as mentioned in here that, you know, whoever is the author of Lamp to the Path is also the author of this Lamrim, as mentioned. So, you know, we are on the, you know, greatness of the teacher Atisha's, you know, biographic we are listening.
Ani jodi pade adisha yene na ta na hiwe de sa ji song gone shi gu yo ani ri pison so ba ji wa shi bi ce ji ani de de la yen de ni bi ce ji yen de ni na ni tem ba la sha wan ze ci se sa ji song.
So when we showing the greatness of the teachings of author, you know, as mentioned, Rinpoche mentioned earlier, there are again, there are three chapters. How he took rebirth in an excellent lineage, and how upon that basis he gained good qualities, and having gained those good qualities, what Atisha did to further the teachings. So these are the three chapters.
Sachi sumba tala yini jaga tu tembi shawa zeci jina pyo tu tembi shawa zeci nyin jina ne yini tanda katu pyo tu yini tembi shawa kane zeyo sana sachi ti katu lindu yo was.
And from these three subjects, you know, we right now we are at having gained those good qualities, what Atisha did to further the teachings. For this, there are two explanations. One is what he did in India, and second, what he did in Tibet. Uh-huh. So, you know, we already talked about what he did in India. Now we are in what he did in Tibet. So in Tibet, you know, how Buddha Dharma flourish all over sometimes, and sometimes it degenerate and weaken. So anyway, according to the history, usually they talk about earlier Buddha Dharma flourished in Tibet, and later Buddha Dharma flourished in Tibet. So we don't go through all the details. It will take a long, long time. Buddha Dharma flourished in Tibet, this historical Buddha Shakyamuni's Dharma flourished in Tibet, is at the time of 28th king of Tibet, at that time the Buddha Dharma first first
practice in Tibet.
So before the 28th king, before Buddha Dharma came to Tibet, there is a spiritual practice is the most ancient practice in Tibet called the Penpos.
So we not go through details.
So you know there is a Pimpo practice before. Then later on, you know, Buddha Dharma introduced there through the kindness of that king. And then, you know, earlier, Buddha Dharma flourished
in Tibet.
So
다이니 취시기 취된 초강 드르지 이니 제보기 이니 제메드는 놀라 베나하이 나와도 보지라 퓨도 왔을라다
So in how Buddha Dharma came to Tibet in the earlier time is, you know, when the 28th king, you know, in his dream, there is, you know, he got a dream that So that king in his dream, you know, the great pandits and the bodhisattvas, you know, came and offer him and the one text. I don't know how to translate in English, but it called Dodepakung. That's the text name, and you know, and a glass stupa, and.
Then how you money to do the letter? You get him producing it. You get money.
And one some people the car was shaking.
Do the samato. Pongo Shajam.
Pongo
Shajam.
Do the samato the pejare.
Redo a patient of Jiredo.
And these two texts, Dode Samatok and Pagung Chagyama, this is the two different texts, and one glass stupa they make offer to the king. He got this kind of dream.
Mm-hmm. 덴르지기 제보기에는 피우디 에니 제보기 초콘로 붙이는 덴르시데 데이네 것을 맞아 변비 변추마도 매워 인자는 더 간지 마셔라고 드는 피네 아니 짬시 버시 위치 종사설라다 변추기 루지네 초바핀
So at that time the king was practicing the bunpo and then you know he set up those three things in the altar and make offering like the Pumbo does kind of sacrifice the animals and you know the blood offerings and like that then you know because of that you know a lot of unusual you know, disasters happen in the region.
Just now, Pencho saying that, "Guys, Pengga the Pengna is not here anymore. Pengbo Kangga, I am also being interviewed."
So, and we need to know in the Pengbo practice, there are two different kinds. One is white Pengbos, and one is black Pengbos. And white Pumbo practitioner, they don't offer the sacrifice, but the other one does. Not all Pumbo do.
Teche. Tendu ki trami shiba yumbi neka sala nankanu ma data nende ini pemi chue yinsene ini nankanu ma tendu ki data arisalada.
So then at that time, you know, a lot of disasters and inauspicious things happen. In the region, and then you know, one day there is a voice come from the sky that you know it says you know this is not not burn, it is the dharma. So then the king realized that it is not the practice of Bumpo, it is a kind of, you know, Buddhist practice. So then he took from that, you know, his Bumpo altar, and he display in other, you know, place where his jewels and all those kept, and then he make, you know, stop offering the sacrifices, and then, you know, gradually there is a lot of good things happen in that region.
Tanto teni ge pesa di de de pena sanju tai jaga gi gre ma do ga pe 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 tan de je ne yo jere la da tan ji de de yi ge jero no lo yin de jaga yi ge sanju tai na ge pe jan san tai yin jero.
So that you know, tax which you know, the king received was only in Sanskrit, so it has not been translated in Tibet.
Tanji nang kan da ta because la ni ti yu tenda de shen ni de jibo ten de zo de mro ngai ji la ni ti yu tenda shen de yong re san lo ten na du san.
And also that, you know, voice from the sky also prophesies that, you know, you got this text, but, you know, after the fifth generation of yours, then, you know, somebody could explain the meaning of this text, the voice prophesies too.
Tene chungi tiro de peche tiro sonja yama sonja ta shulo sevaro shulo sonja yama jinsa re lada.
So in between that period, it would be around 300 years.
Chisu maro nga le jesu yungur sedi maro nga yi jeba de la yini jeba sonja gamba pe jeba sonja gamba te yini shulo jija da chudin lo de ma tuja da chudin lo de pe doa.
So after the his fifth generation and after 300 years, then the, you know, then the 33rd king of Tibet, Songtsen Gampo, you know, was you know, taken the throne of a king.
Any Jebuson Gamine Gosalani, Matsutom Sumjala Sobe, any report, Peggy report, no button regi, Mombushi with Jagalata, any dead Jagan and Sweep and Pen, any Jinni, Dode, Shajama de Tosu Pekila, any Jinni, any Kasanji Gitamba de Patado Asalada.
So the Songtsen Gampo happened to be in between 6th and 7th century. And so the king wanna know the meaning of the text, and he gathered the, you know, young you know, very smart youngsters, and then sent to India.
Masa pergi siapa bodoh, thomas sempat jadi ini jinnya jaga lojong tu cium ini jaga ikan petan ini jinnya tanah kosong jadi pergi di tenis waras.
So among them, the, you know, there is the you know, a great translator Thumisambuddha also went to India with them, and then later on, you know, Thumi come back from India, and then he king asked him to create a you know, scripture for in Tibetan language. So he copy from Sanskrit, and he created the, you know, alphabet and the vowels and the consonants for the Tibetan people. So there is a letter in scripture in Tibet, you know, letter, alphabet and those things, but you know, that's called Shangshung scripture, and the king asked, because you know that letter is not sufficient to translate the Dharma from Sanskrit to English, so that is why they need to create a new letters to do that.
In the Demonghada, the Shadaniga Koron, Jagagi, Daja Temba Shaja, Jagagi Pindu Song, Suko, Chu Koron, around the Pione, Pere Mado, Pere on the Churanzo, second the Chia, Marcella, Demonghada Shadaniga.
So either it is earlier flourish time or the later flourish time. In both time, you know, the Buddha Dharma, introduced by great, you know, Indian masters, and they are authentic, and you know they are without a mistaken the earlier and later both. They are not curated by some Tibetans, not like that.
That temple had a temple pan meposong in the service and a jibolon tamasing the red, jibolon tamasing the rojung in the chia menges on doa.
So, why this earlier and later flourish time talk in the history is that. Earlier, Dharma flourish was, you know, destroyed by the one of the king of Tibet. His name is Lang Dharma, and you know, he destroyed all the monasteries, you know, celibacy practice. In Tibet. So whether you know the in the scripture they talk about whether Buddha Dharma is still there or not, it solely depend on the, you know, on the practice of the, you know, Vinaya Sutra. Like, you know, one can perform the ceremonies to ordain and become a monk or a full ordained monk or nun, like that kind of, you know, practice unbrokenly, you know, there, then we can, it is the definition that there is Buddha Dharma exist, you know, even though, you know, sometime, you know, there are bodhisattvas and there are, you know, the Vajrayana vows and all those practitioners exist, but there are no monks and nuns who can practice the Vinaya Sutra and give the, you know, monks and nuns vows. Then, you know, even though in the individual side, you know, there is Buddha Dharma, but, you know, in the whole, you can say now Buddha Dharma doesn't exist there.
tindrigi tusechila lang tambe temba ganga manu ta rajungi dena wa rajungi ya thwaya mengi tindrigi tusechila jida nga su genju temba nga shida singe de ene tuyo na taki mena sa nye shiye gare ale tindrigi ma shi nan rigidu ta tindrigi neko jila ene tuyo shu taba la ene pena chan chonjo denu ki ne inba tundra la denu nge ye ene ta genlu ka se ene chi yasa tindrigi yobi neko sa la kuzu shulu la chan chan yun di ene rajungi tulu dara kandu nge ye ene rida ngamba jasa tindra menda kato yun denge tindra thwandu usi la da.
So then the Lang Dharma, that king, you know, Lang Dharma, you know, destroy all the, you know, scriptures, and also, you know, he destroy all the monasteries, monks and nuns, you know, they can't practice if they don't you know, marry, then he will kill them, and like that, then, you know, at that time, you know, all in Tibet, there is, you can't see any monks and nuns, you know, there. So then, you know, later, you know, how Buddha Dharma reintroduced in Tibet is sometimes they say it come from the, you know, Western Tibet, and some say that, you know, introduced from the, you know, the Upper Tibet. Or either way, you know, then at that time there's no more, you cannot see any monks or nuns. Then, you know, there was a time that somebody saw, you know, people wearing robes, and they got, you know, they are going hunting.
Tendrujila in it, somebody say, you go by the idea of carriages and carriages at any long time ago. So get temper chance of a no, that's on temper genuine, doesn't the summing is also songs and a lot. Tillable at any cunilish and not any dog, Benangasuki, chup, what it in a mumbushi, Gina, Jiggy Joe, Kahijikina, any domi Andoshun Mandrosha door. Machotogen.
So. Dingyeng ge de taje kone ngoba ya
ngoba ngoba yuma te tsampa tsong ge zyo re ta tsong de ne ge re yimba de ne re yimba la ngima ne na ta mi ne ge sala yang re yimba la de ne ge tsampa de ne do de so ge taje kone ngoba yong ge ta sa thong ne ya ki eto ne ga re che son se de ne la ta mi te ma no be lo ji de shi de lo ji she ba le de ne ne ko so ne do me sho no ma ne pe sha mo bu shu ji ti li jo ge ne ma chu to ro sha do
콘조 타제 그는 건 이러고
자제 그는 건 봐 용해서 양세슈 통으로 이니 약해 또 이니 가르에서 나와
so then you know at the Lang Dharma's time you know there are solitary hermits you know they are on the hills. So, you know, when they saw like that, you know, there are, you know, dressed like a monk and they are going for hunting. So they feel kind of amazed, and they call those hunters, and what's going on, they ask, and they say, you know, the King Lang Dharma, you know, destroy all the Dharma there. And now, you know, there is no any... you know, Vinaya practice they can do in Tibet. If they do, he kills all. So they explained to the hermits, you know, like that, and they saw many monks, you know, they got loads and loads of, you know, books that they are transporting those to the, you know, the corner of Tibet, like that happened.
Mm-hmm. Ani tenri gin domen shola ben domen shola yirin bo deni ani lumi tsuchin shira singe de shangchu sembi tiba jing sarwa kuzi ani rajun da getsi lungi damba shina ani domen shola rajun da getsi lungi dambi deti jini chaduwa.
So then they stay in the the very border of Tibet and in the region of the Dome. Over there is a Lumi Tsutim cult, a kind of practitioner, and is a monk, and then he gradually introduced the monk's vow and Vinaya Sutras to those people, and gradually it flourished.
Pumbo Tendigini, Domesola, any Garza, Rajungi, Deda, Tendigi, any Chambotsusa, and the Sembala, then Udmaya, Makazin, and Machuji, and Chi, and Getsilungi, Tambashas, and Domel Mata, any Te Union, any Gini, Rajungi, Deta, and Unisu, Detelani, Tembang, Shadas, and Lagodas.
So then, they heard in the central Tibet, they heard that there is a, in Dome there are the monastic vows still exist. There are practitioners there, so the 11 people went to ordain there and become a monk, and then come back, and then gradually the monastic practice reintroduced and flourished in Tibet. So this is called the latter, flourish the Dharma in Tibet.
Ani tenruji ki mena sanje ki tenpa te yaa te se nyonso rabu chi che tenruji ki neko la yini tenruji yung la yang tosang ya che tunge tenruji kheba chenpo kuenpo che ani nga langta me tenpa nu yirunpo cha na yini peyo te la yini tenpa shada chi neko su la tenbi kanchen tohan nipo ni me tenpa tsara na ki cha arsen ani joji tenre shi kuwe jinsen di jini leku duwa asala.
So then gradually people can get the vows. And it has been a long, long time. So there are not many scholars, and there are not very, unmistaken, authentic teaching exist that people can explain and listen. So at that time the Vajrayana practice and the Sutra practice, they are all both contradict each other, so they doesn't complement each other. So that kind of things happen, and then because of that they need a great master, who can clarify all those things. So that is how, they request Atisha to come to Tibet.
Do you know that Jagan is a painter tying singing it and the conjecture drew it and all? Chulu number of painting the huge mobile head tying Sarsalada Pill.
And also, in between that, before Atisha came, there are a lot of different seemingly Dharma practice, the practitioners from India, want to introduce some kind of seemingly Dharmas, or different, practice. People come to Tibet and try to introduce those kind of dharmas. But their main goal is, to collect the gold. But at the same time, they came to collect the gold from Tibet. At the same time they kind of, you know, introduce that kind of seemingly dharmas for the Tibetan people.
Tendu ki pe koron son chule de pa yone ne chuk kanju mo ju ya zo matan ne joban ju she de ne kari ji re se sona ne chule de pa ya ba kan shin la chue yi ro mo ji ma che bi kan ge je ho de ge chue ji che yi de ge sa ne kari lo lo ro ji cha sa ne ge zo kala le pe de ja no ni nyima mumbo ji kala marang ye kansa te se ye ni shuma kala ji te kala zang ye ma da ji kamin de mi sa ni na sa po ne ni tendu ki so la ne ka ye ge se de na gi chulo che bi pe de ne ja ne xie do.
So at that time, you know, Tibetan people have no any practice for a long, long time after that, you know, Lang Dharma destroyed the Buddha Dharma. So then, you know, all of a sudden there are many, you know, different Dharma come to Tibet, then Tibetan people longing for some kind of spiritual practice because they don't have none for a long, long time. So, you know, whoever claim, you know, to be a teacher and whoever introduce some kind of spiritual practice, they kind of with haste, you know, they kind of accept all those different practice, and that is how, you know, the Dharma become polluted. It's said that, you know, when a very hungry person, you know, gets some food, then he don't look whether it is a delicious, it is good for you, and it is fresh, or like that, he don't look for that. He is so hungry, and so he will eat, you know, without checking, and eat as much as he can. And by doing that, you know, sometimes he got bad food and he got sick, and so like that, this kind of things happen at that time. So sorry to you know bore you 1 hour talking about those you know things about in Tibet, but you know in one thing, you know, it's kind of, you know, there's not much meaning in there. But in the other things, you know, it is a part of the teaching, and you know, it really, you know, talk about the greatness of the author and as well as greatness of the teachings.
It's
authentic. So we break here.
Chungku tiche de kare tari ngal kiyo de sonsu da. Narebe, zami ma. Chusu chupa ne jeba pat. Mazo yenge ale chapu sunru ki jena che. Ani tiche le tso dipi. Mazo tenbi chungku koi tiche de yang jenda jeba non le sa shala da.
So August 5th, maybe you guys know, August 5th is the festival of Buddha. Turning the wheel of Dharma in Varanasi. So we will gather in the Tibetan community house at evening 6 to 8 o'clock. First we will do the Thakbo Sumdel, Three Wrathful, Vajrapani, Hayagiwa Garuda's empowerments, and then we will do the chok offerings. So it will conclude at in the evening. So and also for the, you know, dialogue on Buddhism, Tibetan peoples, it starts at 4 o'clock. So if people wanna come or not, it's up to you guys. So there is no any translators. So you will, you guys think about any, you know, questions or doubts or comments, and we will go a little bit through, and then we will, you know, deal with the questions a little bit. So at that time, you know, before Atisha came to Tibet, you know, that time's king is, his name is Lama Yeshiva.
Lama Yeshiva,
So then the Lama Yeshiva felt very sad that, you know, the Lang Dharma destroyed the Buddha Dharma, and there are no any, you know, reliable scholars that can reintroduce Buddha Dharma in Tibet. So then he took the responsibility to reintroduce the Buddha Dharma to Tibet, and you know, he gathered 21 brilliant young Tibetans, and then he sent them all to India to learn the, you know, language, and as well as to investigate, you know, who would be the best candidate to invite to Tibet to introduce the Dharma. So among them, there are the great two translators, you know, Jatsundru Singhi and, you know, and the Naksong.
Jatsundru Singhi tanda yungji inda. Tanda yungmari. Tanda ali me lochen rin chen zongbo ki tongbo ya shiwa. Lochen rin chen zongbo ri dha shunge. Lochen rin chen zongbo da lochun lebi shiro ni yin niro.
So the translator Rinchen Sangpo and the
Lepi Shirap Lochung.
Lepi Shirap Lochung.
Tanda nyakita jino gini yungay kenyi reta.
So this among these 21 youngsters, these two translator, you know, became the best among these two 21 youngsters, and you know, Legpe Sherab and Rinchen Sangpo, they became a you know, perfected in the language, and they are the best among all, and they came back to Tibet and report the king that, you know, they learn the language, and they are they have confidence on the translations, and as well as, you know, they mention the they check all corner of India and they found, you know, the best candidate is to invite to Tibet is the Atisha. And when the king heard the Atisha's name, immediately, you know, the king was so moved by hearing the name of the Atisha, and he immediately convinced that, you know, he will invite Atisha to Tibet.
Any choice ye just gender singular so be any tawaji se mumbukuni any choji dinisha tando katu.
So then you know at the Salama Yishu, the king sent Jatsundu Singhi and so on with a lot of gold as a offering, and then you know as to come to Tibet. So then Jatsundu Singhi and so on cannot able to you know invite Atisha to Tibet.
Tendujila ini lalama ye ye ini rani maze ne rani ye ini choje deneshi bi tanda la kono ini sedu sa pesha salada.
And then you know again he needs some offerings you know so that you know the king himself went round to gather gold again.
Ani sedu sa pebi ne kasala ini me pe jibo jibo se dalon se lon se mindo kalo jibo se ngi de ye ni lalama ye shi yote ni zhen ne jishan do sa la de chuo ma don na so ma don se ne ini ba ge dan ne zhen ne jishan do.
So then he went to gather the gold, and at that time Tibet was not all united. You know, there are small kingdoms, many small kingdoms in Tibet. So, you know, he was one of the small kingdoms king. And then, you know, on the way, he was arrested by the, you know, it says Galo king, you know, I assume is a kind of, you know, Muslim king. Then he arrests, you know, the king, and he says, if you don't give up to reintroduce Dharma, then, you know, I won't let you leave. That means he will kill him. So that kind of king, I am not sure is a Muslim king or not, but you know, that Kalo king is, you know, really kind of hates the, you know, Dharma.
So then,
you know, he got a nephew that, you know, is called, you know, Changchugu. And then Changchugu heard that his uncle, who is the king, was imprisoned by this Kalo king. He heard that news and he came to look for him. So then the nephew Changchugu come to meet the Kalo king, and the Kalo king asked him, told him that, you know, that if you forget about inviting Atisha to Tibet and to reintroduce the Buddha Dharma to Tibet, then I will let your uncle go. That's one of your option. Another option is if you could bring, you know, as much gold as the weight of his uncle's entire body, then, you know, he can let the, his uncle go. So that is your two priorities, and you choose one of it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the Changchub choose to gather the gold as much way as his uncle.
Ani Changchub yagi se du chana yini jebo ki kulyu da nyamba chigi se terana yini jebo tana rona yini ishi yoyi dima lasa yin lindu was. Ani ishi yin jo kalu jebo yin charang ye jebi yi kulyu da nyamba se randu da yini o da nyamba jira mundu tanda otsi chi tse kasho sana yini kuya tanda nyoy mundu sala.
So then the Changchub go round and able to gather, you know, the gold away his body, but, you know, he couldn't find the, you know, entire way of the body, including the head. Then the king weighed the gold, and the king said that, you know, it's not enough, you know, his weight of the gold is not enough, that you need the gold as much as weigh his uncle's head. So then he won't let the uncle go.
Tendrichilo de Niko Mutun and Tende Garza, any Akuka, yes, it's only Gokat and Ronin, Akuyan Burn, a Gardinchamusen and Burn, any Yena Mujilia Toto Pobares, and then Yakola, any Kalojibo, Majan, and Sinjamboji, Seso Shogundu, any Rajikanga, and then Yasun Rajuma to Mendu, any Sea Charan such a Koyun, and Charan Gotsuji, and the Koja Segudu. Ini Kuo the Deba letter, also, Penny Chudinji, and the Shishan, the Shishan Gagres, and any Kuya.
So then, you know, he couldn't gather the, you know, all those gold, but then he went to see the his uncle in the prison, and he cried, and he called the uncle that, you know, I have gathered the gold as much as your body, but, you know, there is... you know, gold lacking the way of your head, then, you know, the through a lot of hardship, I gather all those gold, but, you know, he won't let you go till, you know, I found the gold as much as your way of your head. You know, he won't let you go if I, you know, fight with this king, I can able to subdue and conquer him, but, you know, it won't benefit to both. You know, it will be very, you know, sinful to, you know, both, and it will accumulate, negativities. So I think it is better to die in Tibet, where the Dharma flourish.
Tangye tanda se ngotsu ji khuye se du nga ngotsu ji tsesan ro gu ani te pa da ni che ro ngotsu ji le sam sam ba ta ani kun chu la so ya be ta ani ni po ta mo de chu se do ta cha tem bo che ne shu ni ma se du san ro gu se ne shu do.
So then he said, you know, I will do my best to gather the gold he wants, and meantime, you know, this is our karma ripen on us now, so, you know, so better reflect on the law of causality, and, you know, don't lose your, you know, don't lose your faith in Dharma, and I will do my best to find, you know, the rest of the gold. So then, you know, the uncle who is looking out from the prison bar, and, you know, he kind of, smile with delighted with his nephew's, you know, courage. And the uncle said that, you know, you are, so far you are so, you know, cherished and pampered by, you know, the, you know, by the parents. But, you know, he was so, you know, impressed by his courage and his determination to restore the Dharma in Tibet.
Ngai pame jisu de chonong gi chong tu wan duos. Ina ngai gi danda san na ge che shu de ga re san na be chu de ji xin kong de le chu ju mi ji zu ma tu ba de nga xin nen ri ma song san de danda ba lu u zu je de ba yin song xia.
So, you know, he went, you went through this kind of hardship. It's very amazing. Even though you, so far you didn't go through this kind of hardship, everybody really kind of, you know, taking care of you. But, you know, he, you got the, you know, you got the enthusiasm for the Buddha Dharma. So, you know, he was so glad, but, you know, until now, why I am survive is that he wanna see, you know, the restoration of the Buddha Dharma in Tibet. That is why, you know, he's still living.
Nanga naso yun shinde ne geba yins ni kesi mashinaya lo chule debi tse yo ma res enzana lo chu girin la ni dindu gi se mo bo de pomba me ba tona kun chu tu che gres ni nga toma me ba ne tanda ba de chu gi tanda chi he ma nyu ta ne ko lo de sons ni chora gi lo ba de lo de sons ni tanda ka lo je bo le se yu ka yu ka tsang je te mo gos ni se ka ya ba de chen ni pen de den de she ta she tong shu sen ne xie xie ja sha sa.
So then at last he said, you know, I have full confidence on you now. You can able to carry on my task to invite the Pandita Atisha from India. So, you know, now I am old, and even though if I live, I might have 10 more years to live, not more than that. So, you know, don't worry about my life. You know, don't give any gold to this, you know, king. You take all the golds and whatever you can find more, you know, take all those gold to India and try to invite, you know, Atisha to Tibet, you know. So far, I didn't get the chance to die for the sake of Dharma, so it looked like today is the I got the opportunity to die for the sake of Dharma. So I have no any regrets about these things, and you feel, you also feel the same thing. He, the uncle, told all this to his nephew Changchugyo.
Any chiba de ngay land any George le picharo jis land kusha,
and especially, you know, give my this message to Atisha. So he sent a message to his nephew.
nga chiran da sanje gi tembi den de ngai le so ka ga ni galo je bol te sa yes ene nga chiro ta ji de chiran gi jesen zero ji yes
so his special message is that you know tell the atisha that I sacrifice my life body and everything to this king so you know please you know please please lead me to your you know path until I attain Buddhahood that is his special message to give to Atisha
any ngi gi sambi tso de chora pyo ne pene ni sanje ji temba ta thu ye de ni ngi gi samba tso de de jen de zero ji is jiwan de yo de ni ngara nyen ji ye ni shin lo na ro ji is de le ku do
and further he his message he said that you know his main intention to bring you to Tibet is to restore the Buddha Dharma and, you know, unmistakably, authentically.
Mm-hmm.
And in this life, you know, we didn't have a karma to see each other, but, you know, but, you know, please make a prayer to meet you in you know in future lives
ane lala ma shang chu ye ba le ne pe na zu bo gi dao xiao ane song gi dang cha ane din zhi ji la de dan dan da yang ane pe pe gan jian de san jie ji den ba ane zuo ji la ma to din zhi ji tu san jian de me ba de ba ba hang de yi de wo ji qian de ba zhe me fe wan de wo jing duo shi la da
So at that time, you know, the uncle was so his uncle was so weak in the you know mental in the physically, he's very kind of you know weak, and his voice is also kind of very very you know weak, and even though his spirit is mentally to invite Atisha and. Work for the Buddha Dharma is, you know, is very powerful. So, you know, their nephew really get a deep admiration and inspire that, you know, he don't want to separate from his uncle even for a moment. That kind of feeling happens to his nephew. So now we will do the question answers or the doubts or like that. So if anybody have some, you know.
I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
Atisha, he had commitments in India, yes? And he had students probably and people who wanted to keep him there too. And I know that he sort of decided that it would be more beneficial to go to Tibet than to stay with his students, but where do you find the decision to do something like what he did? You know, I mean, to give up people who need him in one place when people need him in another place. I guess that's is the conviction of a greater benefit, but I can see that. I mean, I answered the question myself, but I'm just curious about what Rinpoche's perception is on it when there are so many people who need so many things, and you always are trying to make the right decision to do the best for the best, but in the end, you know, other people are unfortunate because they don't get the teachings from the ones you left behind.
ta khog la de zamba chi chi du kore thiwa di kore gele hen de wo ji chi gi dus ni chi de zamba ko de chi ha go chu go go dus ta pe na adisha da wo ji pöla pepni entembe chawa zeni pöla eni sanje tembala shu pendo chungyores inaya an adisha tindu zamba gyagala la shu uchi todi yores la shu uchi todi yore di indu zamba gyagale pöla nenga chewa zini pöla yongo egi gyunzenda nenga karela tuba inas en dizu changma logi So to answer your question, you know, Rinpoche need to talk about all the detailed biographic of Atisha. Then, you know, it will answer your question itself, but you know, in detail, it will come later on. So, any other questions?
Why was it? Do we know why the epicane that was before Atisha's time, why he wanted to drive the Dharma from Tibet?
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
The Tibetan king who was before Atisha's time, why did he want to drive the Dharma from Tibet?
Okay. Ta yebolang dharma ge temba nubar asa yebolang dharma ge temba nub go ge junsan so de kharchin nubar asa
lon tam temba nub go se lon tamba khono ye ne pen chu ke maleng ge me jire do lon tamba se de chu ke maleng ge jire sha en ku loji de se ge ne shu du na khoron chu ke maleng ge jire sha shuma de la ne kar re ti jebo de ge dong re kan je jebo kar sa
So there is not much, you know, reason behind that, you know, why he did all these things is because he don't, you know, believe in Dharma. And you know, if we talk about all these stories, then there are a lot of stories, you know. Behind it, you know, like how the big stupa in Nepal was built, you know, and there is a long story that you know, there is a mother and a son and a donkey and so on and so forth. So, you know, he won't go through that. That's not very important.
Rinpoche, I'd like to understand a little bit more about why it said that there is no Dharma if there are not monks who are following the Vinaya. I certainly understand and respect the vows of monks, and I think it's wonderful that they do, and it obviously is very important to the flourishing of Dharma, but I would have thought that as long as there were any authentic teachers or authentic practitioners that you could say that there was Dharma, even if there weren't monks who were following the vows. So why is it said that way?
What did you say? Even though there's no monks or nuns, there's Dharma.
If there are authentic practitioners and teachers who can teach the Dharma unmistakably, why is it said that there is no Dharma? mind is not foolish.
I think that's in Dharma in general and in particular, I guess. Koge laya de ta lan dharma ki temba nub ni ene rabjung ki ngurmi ki de da uji chiye meba cha ne ene besan ki rabjung ngurmi ki de ki ene duwa ki chashe de de bojo chinge de meba ina ene sanje ki temba negi yomare sanje temba yomares ta ne nub sares ne yomares ene son son as ene koge koye la kesi ki rabjung ngurmi ki de meba ina ya duwa ge challenge de su di doba bojo de su meba ina ya ta kesi ge kewa ani den de khar so re chi nyamle che de nge duba nyamle che de nge den de yoba ina ani ga she ge la ya la den ba ne de yors it is like do sre
bendu se ge mar la den ba ne de mane se de che da ina de go re dāmbā bōchō tēnā, dāmbā sātā jīla chē, sōnā sāngjē kī tēmbā tēlā, nōmbā yīnā kāyīnā tēlā, nēyā sēlā gārē. Yīnī sāngjē kī tēmbā tē, yō yō mēs nē, yō yō nā sāngjē kī tēmbā nēyā gā mārē, pēnā. Pēnā ngā sō kī nōmbā, pē kī yānā, nōmbā tēlā sāngjē kī tēmbā yō nā sāngjē kī tēmbā nē bē chēpā mēyā sēlā gārē. Sāngjē kī tēmbā nē yō nā, yīnī dōyū bōchō kī shānglē tā tā kī tā wā jīng, yā pā tū gōgō rē yēs. Ini doyu tempa yoyo se ite kyu jile damba yoyoba sanje doyu tempa yoyoba lo gogo re se yoyoba na nepa ni goji kakarila chidang
di junsen kari ina sanda junsen kari ina
sanda junsen doyu tempa nema ne se ite choka yi chanda nema ne kese go re sali leka chena sati che tuyo me tuyi pina nyugu chena nyugu to na nyugu shinka tena sati che suna nyugu che go re se lau gurwa
so it is like is the Buddha Dharma still exists or not, it solely depends on the, you know, Vinaya Sutra, that, you know, somebody can through the ceremony or the rites, you know, can ordain you know, monks and nuns or not, it solely depends on that. But you know, individually in this place, if there is Buddha Dharma, but you know, there is a practitioner, but that practitioner cannot ordain new monks and nuns, then you know, Buddha Dharma is not flourish, even though Buddha Dharma is there, but he can't do the, you know, the ceremonies and the rites of the Vinaya Sutra.
So it says
the root of the Buddha Dharma is the, you know, is the Odin communities.
Pena doyi tenpa nesa na pena kwa nangyo yoso na yu nga tsuki chu tsuki yu tako de yu yu se te tsu yu tiko sala ane yu yu ime kanta taka sa na pena genlong pama ni getsu pama ni jibo te nesa na ane yu yu se gare es ane te je de manen pa yin so na ane yu tako se gare la da chu yu yon da sebe yu yu da yu tako se gare
te so in the Dharma language, you know, we say, you know, center of the place, or you know, in the remote place, what we say in the eight leisures and six endowments. So what does that mean? It mean is that, you know, if that place has a, you know, four retinues or four practitioners, like, you know, full ordained monk and full ordained nuns and novice monks and novice nuns. If these three exist, and then these four exist, then that place is can called in Dharma language is can called the center of the place. If it doesn't there, then it is kind of removed or the corner of the place.
No, ne, tanda teri soni chuchu onde je yu yu mare genlo ma yu mare se sona jo yu mare es genlo ma gi choka gi ro don de chanso xianye de ma so ni ro jong de ge chen lu yu re es den de gi chane che ba le jo wo s la jue me xin.
So and for that, if some people might argue that, you know, in Tibetan lineage, there is no lineage of, you know, full Odin nuns anymore. It is already extinct. So if somebody might argue, then there is no all these four practitioner or four retinues doesn't exist there, so then there is no any center of the place we can call it. Then, you know, the answer would be, even though there is no practitioner of the full Odin nun in our Tibetan lineage, but, you know, there are people who can interpret it, and who can explain unmistakably how to receive the vows, how to give the vows, and explain all the details of how to guard the vows, and how, when there are any transgressions, how to restore and purify, and all these things can explain their exist. So, you know, that is enough, even though if there is no any real practitioners there.
Jisi tisila sanata nga tsongi pina tisun pina shiji yidu kata sa chuzi yungde yu secho wajir sena chengi dola dange.
So, because of all these reasons, you know, in many places other than, you know, Tibet and India and all those places, you know, even in the West, also, you know, can consider as the center of the place.
Anybody
has more questions?
Rinpoche, you said that originally two texts from Sanskrit and a glass stupa were taken to Tibet. Obviously, these items were very powerful. Do we know if this stupa contained Buddha's cremation remains and what the texts were?
Pardon me?
Do we know what the texts were that were first taken to Tibet, and if the glass stupa contained the Buddha's cremation remains?
What mentioned in here, two texts, and that got by the king?
Yes.
Oh, your question, what is inside in that stupa, and what contain...
What were the texts?
What contain...
Translated still?
Okay. Tadi, tadi... karere di gebulha to do ringen zero di kadula ta do de pagong ge chagya da peje ni che ani shil ki choden de so siglam la ani des nawa do de ani siglam la chumba ra was and de peje ni de da peje ni de ani phogel su gyurtum yor was ani peje ni de ge joja kareten go res ani choden de Chidan Chudengi Nalola Ta Sanjegi Rinse Damidadina Mabu Yorwas. Any that the Tikab Tidugi Chudengi Nalola and Rinse Kebar to Papa Karida Jiva in us.
Tero Kurso Alem Dodit any peculiar teaching at the Sonsegami Kosajin, Thomas Samitaki Sijuva in Bajuja. Sijuva Jaja depend on. No, then you can do this. Samato saying it so, nobody didn't let you mean to do a man and do it. 다 간지 또 산책이 있는데 다 뒤 그 여자다 던져 왔다. 내가 카톨릭이었는데 제 괜히 제도 많이 맞도 제 자체비도 사모님이 여자만도 시험에 대받치면 더 되려니까 돈도 알레 텔라 하자다. 괜히 그 여자 때 대받치면 더 되는 자네 아니 사모도 자체 인지를 맞도 미생에 괜히 제 많이 있어. 접어서 이렇게 더 많이 있어.
So that, you know, two texts, letter, you know, the Songzhen Gambo's minister, the translator, great Thumi Sambodha, translate the text into Tibetan later on after 500 years. And the content of that two texts, you know, even though Rinpoche didn't saw it, he is not sure, but he assumed, you know, the content of the two texts would be, the emptiness and the bodhicitta, because, you know, these two texts are the Mahayana sutras. So, you know, in that, you know, that two texts would be contain the aspect of the method and aspect of the wisdom.
Chiden de danda de pesa de chi je de danda de so ni pe je ro sa ye chi den ka ji jin no zo ju pi ye pi ye re sa na ni pe lo jin no ye re sa la da pe je danda pe je de ja mi to me mi ro
so that the original two texts and that stupa, you know, So this three thing was put inside a stupa, white stupa in Samye monastery. So Rinpoche is not sure, you know, if it exists. He thinks it is still exists now inside that stupa. Even though, if you know, Chinese destroy at the invasion of Tibet, then he is not sure. But he assume most likely it is still exists inside that stupa. So he is not sure what inside, you know, unless you broke it and look inside.
Is the stupa glass or crystal?
Shell rare do you
say? She mirror, she you shouldn't took on the Lodua.
So it didn't say it is crystal, it says glass stupa, height like one.
So dollar, he dollar, he is Europe. You know, the logic that
people measure with the fingers and with this and with this. And with this and like that, so up to this height.
Half petra.
Chukon sutin yeki chukon aso chutse yodi sutin dorji yeki tajul chukon lagur lada.
So Tibetan people say one this is equal to 24
finger. Yeki yezai chi.
So.
Na yena mi shida yeki tajul ni zang. Aso tenzhen lo wen dangba de shida yangzha se de zhe yeru pe chu no.
There's in the Dharma language, there are the different measurements. So,
yeah, that's all.
So, any more questions?
So
we stop here.
Da so jini sabi gewa de den don jo wa ke la kam pen da. Yabha jisun lozan chabayi Dimbi nimbo shen seji sho Yabha jisun lozan chabayi
Sambo chhe chhe la du mo